Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
870. Ian Hoke is back from jury duty and joins us from the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you too as well.
How was jury duty?
Ladies and gentlemen, jury duty was amazing.
Amazing?
I had a great time. I'm not even putting you on right now.
How much fun can you have at jury duty?
Well, if you're interested in, you know, stuff that's interesting.
Yes, I'm generally interested in stuff that's interesting.
Well, look, I mean, I had never done it before, and I ended up on a pretty interesting case. It was, and I won't go on about what the case was, but you know, it wasn't a capital case, so it wasn't like, you know, white knuckle life or death. You know, it's incredibly high stakes.
So I mean, they picked high. You ended up on the jury.
I ended up on, then they voted me to be the jury foreman.
Well, how did they pick you? Because you're in the media. I would have thought that they wouldn't have picked you, thinking that you'd be prejudiced in some way.
They picked me because I'm in the media.
Really?
Everybody, I was really surprised at how quickly people figured out who I was.
Really?
And I didn't think that was, and I don't know why I didn't think that. I mean, a lot of people listen to our show.
You mean there were people that knew you because they listened to this show?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, many people said, hey, tell Scoot hello. You know, how's Scoot doing? That sort of thing.
Nice.
Yeah. So, it was crazy. They picked me to be the foreman, and I got to, you know, write down the verdict, and I hand the verdict to the bailiff, and then he hands it to the judge, and the judge hands it to the clerk, and then the clerk reads the verdict, and the guy's not guilty, and I didn't think he was guilty, and nobody else did either. So he was all celebrating, and his attorneys were all jumping up and down. And then,
were people crying and celebrating? And
then the prosecutor might have been crying. Because
the prosecutor didn't have the evidence.
The prosecutor did not have the evidence, and it was really, that seemed to, and I tried to do my best. You know, I kept an open mind, and I didn't talk about it at home. I didn't think about it. I didn't read up on the charges. And this is, the judge asks you, he says, you know, don't go home and keep working on this. You know, the system works best when you ask questions here and you don't talk about it with other people. So don't go home and Google this term that you don't understand what it means. You know, they really kind of tried to containerize the way that myself and the other jurors thought about the case.
I understand and
keep it to, you know, these four walls and the ceiling. I understand probably not everybody's jury duty experience is like that. I don't know. Maybe it says more about me than it does about the system that I thought it was so cool and interesting.
No, I think it would be really cool. I mean, I wanted to be picked. I've been in several jury pools, but I never got picked.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure if I went, you know, all 4 days and just sat in the jury lounge for,
yeah,
know,
that's
10 hours at a day, and
yeah,
just,
you know, that's not fun.
Well, you know, it wasn't that fun, but I got to watch Alien Earth on my phone a couple times.
Okay, that's cool.
Episodes I had already seen because I was so excited about the finale. So yeah, I mean, all in all, I had a good time. And let me tell you what, I'm going to tell you a little secret right now. Everybody turn down your radio because I don't want this secret getting out. There is a cafe down there in the basement of the courtroom that has hot food. It's got breakfast. It's got pancakes. It's got chicken wings. It's got all kinds of sandwiches and stuff. And the prices at this cafe are outrageously low. Outrageously low.
Is it generally for the jury pool people?
I think, I mean, it seems that way because it's kind of close to the jury lounge. But I think anybody from anywhere in the courtroom can go down there and get a bite to eat. And it's kind of cute. Like there's little booths. It looks kind of like a little 1950s diner with these like little red leather seats and stuff is really neat. But I had to do like a triple take. I was like, you are kidding me. How on earth are you selling 6 chicken wings with fries and a salad for $8? $8 for 6 chicken wings plus fries and a salad? Like, what are you?
That's pretty cheap.
What are you doing? That's outrageously cheap.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, if you try to go somewhere, I don't know, in the quarter or wherever we go, and we, you know, get a half a dozen chicken wings and fries and a salad, you're looking at probably $15 at least. And I just was so delighted by this. And it was pretty good food. I got a pork chop sandwich and I destroyed that pork chop sandwich. I felt great about that. But man, if you get called to jury duty, you can at least look forward to going to that little jury cafe down there. Because brothers and sisters, that's some really aggressively priced.
Well, I applauded you when you were gone. I applauded you for doing your civic duty.
Yeah.
and responding to a call to go be part of a jury pool, because I think that's something that we have to do. And if only certain types of people do it, then you just don't get a good cross-section judging people who are on trial. And I think it's really important for them to have a good cross-section of people judging them. And if there are only certain types that go to the jury pool, uh-huh. and if a lot of people who would be fair, they decide they don't want to take the time to do it, then I think the jury pool is skewed unfairly, and I would rather a large cross-section of people judging me than just the specific people who like to go to the jury pool because they feel important, maybe they have nothing else to do, or they just want to get out of work.
Or they just, whatever they need to get away from in their own lives. And I mean, I reflected on it too when I was just sitting in the lounge, and I was, look at all these different kinds of people that are in here.
Yeah.
You know, it's like sometimes you go to work, you go home, you're with your friends, you're with your neighbors, you're with your family, you're with your church, da 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 da. But sometimes, you know, when you go to a park or you go to a museum.
Walmart.
Or Walmart, sure. Lots of different types of people shop at Walmart. And it's just such a beautiful sight to see, like, this is what the public really looks like. And
no, it's true. It's true.
It's uplifting.
You know, there are times that I put myself in a situation where I know I'm going to just see a lot of different types of people, because I know many of those people are listeners to our show.
Uh-huh.
You know, everybody who listens to the show is not like me. They're not like you. And they're just, it's a big cross section of people. So I like to be around those people and see what they do and see how they act and just see how they are. So that was a good observation that you made.
Last thing I'll ever say in my life.
Yeah.
I had a great time. If you get a jury summons, you know, look forward to it, maybe. And I understand some people get cases that are a little more gruesome or graphic or depressing than the one I got, and that'll certainly color your experience. But
well, yeah,
it felt good to do it. It felt good to do it right and just to participate in our society in that way. So if you haven't ever had a chance to do that and you get a summons, try to make the best of it.
Well, also, I think this is as important as voting.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of our civic duty. And you know, I think people, you know, they want to be patriotic and they want to act like they're good citizens, but that requires that you do certain things. I mean, we have responsibilities as citizens, and I think one of our responsibilities is to respond to the summons. Mm-hmm. And you know, I know that there are some cases where people just can't do it because of a specific thing at work or because of what's going on at home or whatever. But a lot of people can do it and they don't. And I just think it's a very important thing to do. So when you get that summons, I think you should respond to that.
Faith without works is dead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.